I'm gonna get arrested for publishing this. I can see it now. A lovely, lovely gulag sale just waiting for me. Let's cue the intro music and I'll tell you why. Fuck me, I've got to re-record this thing again. All right. Hey guys, sorry about that. Thank you for tuning in to the very first episode of the Press Start podcast, the podcast that tries to pull the veil from your eyes while bringing little aspects of comedy and realism into your life. So, first things first, Iowa Democratic caucuses. What the fuck is going on there? I'll tell you what the fuck is going on there. Bernie Sanders is being ousted as the golden child of the Democratic Party once again. Holy shit. Two elections in a row, Bernie. When will you fucking learn, you old fucking fossil? If anybody's been following us on Twitter, you can see that I definitely don't agree with Bernie Sanders, a guy that can't fucking understand that taxing the 1% is not going to alleviate very many of our debts because there are really not that many 1%ers in the world. If there were many 1%ers, especially in America, if there were that many 1%ers, they wouldn't be 1%ers. Let's just clear the slate right there, golden child, you fucking ancient buffoon. Economics works a certain way. If you tax the 1%, which is like a handful of individuals in the country, if you tax that 1%, you still can't alleviate the fucking debt that this country has. You can't. It's just not gonna work. It's not gonna work. How can you not understand basic economics? To pay off everything that you are trying to get given to these fucking social justice buffoons for free, like student debt forgiveness, where everybody that consciously took out student loans to go to school to get a degree in something useless like gender studies or fucking I don't know, art or anything like that. If these people can't realize that they took out loans from banks that were giving out student loans and government organizations and Pell Grants and all this other shit to go to school, and they don't intend on paying it back, don't go to fucking school. That's all I gotta say. These people are so fucking stupid. The people that support Bernie Sanders are such fucking retards. I heard somebody trying to fucking compare Bernie Sanders to Ron Paul. Are you fucking stupid? Comparing Bernie Sanders to Ron Paul? Ron Paul had a movement. Ron Paul had a fucking movement of diehard fucking people who actually were fucking fiscally conservative and socially liberal. And everybody knew the only reason that he was a Republican was because he understood that it was the only way that he could even get elected into government. Because unfortunately, libertarians, you're not electable. You're not electable because you put too much of your smarts and into books and to other things, and you don't focus on winning elections. So, sorry, libertarians. As much as I used to love your party, I think it is absolutely useless because not only have you guys veered more left than center anymore and tried to pander to people for votes so you could possibly get elected, you guys just need to restructure the way that you do things if you want people in government to be libertarian, if you want a third party officially represented in government. But going back to the ancient fucking fossil that is Bernie Sanders, this Iowa caucus is It was obviously engineered by the guy, Peter Buttigieg and his Shadow Inc. It was obviously rigged by that guy. Because guess what, Bernie Sanders? You did something that you shouldn't have done, you fucking geezer. You fucking insulted the guy. You insulted the guy to his face because guess what? Anybody who knows Bernie Sanders knows that Bernie Sanders is not a humble guy. He has spent his entire life in politics, so he's never actually had to work a hard day in his life. He's never had to actually earn his money. He's sat in a chair the majority of his life, collecting money, voting to raise politicians' pay, voting for all of these incentives that politicians are now taking advantage of. So, why are we not surprised? I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because guess what? I saw it coming. I mean, it happened to you in fucking 2016. It was bound to happen to you again because guess what? Golden child fossil buffoon guy who doesn't understand economics, you have rendered yourself irrelevant with so much hyperbolic talk that the only people that follow you are people that are not smart enough to fucking look at the numbers. If you just look at the numbers, when I say numbers, I'm talking about economics. When you look at economic numbers, nothing in which Bernie Sanders is proposing is achievable. I'm sorry. Sorry, but not sorry. Get fucked, Bernie. Peter Buttigieg, even though you rigged this election, good on you for fucking ousting the golden child out of Iowa, because guess what? Now it is going to be even harder for him to become the nominee for the Democratic Party. But that being said, I do find it funny that you paid for a vote calculation app, it malfunctioned, and you came out on stage and announced your victory before the numbers were even announced, which sent the media into a fucking frenzy. You are truly a friend of the people. You're truly a friend of the people. But that being said, the second topic I wanted to talk about before we get into the main meat and potatoes of this podcast is the Super Bowl halftime show. I first want to congratulate the Kansas City Chiefs for their amazing victory. It was great. I loved it. I watched it with all the guys here in Shanghai, China, and it was definitely a very exciting game, especially with the fucking narratives that they were pushing through their commercials and their halftime show. It was great to see Kansas City good old boys just fucking upset the whole goddamn thing by actually playing a good fucking game. That being said, let's get on to the commercials before we get on to the halftime show. The commercials, interesting and not interesting. Some were funny, some were not funny. I absolutely did not like the fact that the San Francisco 49ers paid for ads to be taken out to promote their female coach. Now, I understand that she is the very first female NFL coach in the history of the NFL and made it all the way to Super Bowl. It's a great fucking feat. I'm not giving her shit for that. But what I am going to give her shit for is the fact that she went along with this narrative that the San Francisco 49ers were going to win the Super Bowl. No offense, no offense, lady who is the coach of a football team. You never played professional football. So why are we putting somebody who never played professional football in a coach's role? Wouldn't it have been better to put her in a player's role first and then move her to coach? Wouldn't that achieve a better narrative goal that the left is trying to push that women are equal to men and women can do everything a man can do? You know, let's you know, maybe it's because some people within media still understand that there are certain things that females can do that men can't do, such as play fucking full contact sports because a woman's body is way more fragile. Maybe that's the case. And they just were like, we're just gonna thrust this bitch into a fucking coach position, and we're gonna get the San Francisco 49ers all the way to the Super Bowl and destroy everybody else. And then we can parade her around as the golden child of the NFL because she is the very first female coach in existence of the NFL. As much as that seems like a noble feat, it seems more like a narrative being pushed than it actually seems like a qualified individual being a coach of a football team. Obviously, she's not the only coach. Offensive, defensive coaches exist, but there was definitely a narrative in that commercial constantly, like every fucking commercial break, maybe one or two were missed, but almost every fucking commercial break had her fucking face on there. With her head, with the sides of her head shaved and her fucking hair pulled back in this fucking tight ass fucking Viking fucking ponytail. You know, whatever. You know, I'm not gonna say the San Francisco 49ers lost because they had a female coach. Because obviously, that may or may not be the case. But they did make it to the Super Bowl. So that goes to show that she's not terrible at being a coach. And I'm not blaming her for the 49ers losing the fucking Super Bowl. However, I am blaming her for participating in the narrative of female empowerment, because unfortunately, female empowerment has gotten to the point within modern American dynamics of completely stepping all over men and ignoring the fact that men contribute a large number of pretty much everything into society. And that being said, we're going to go on to the Super Bowl halftime show. The Super Bowl halftime show. This might be controversial for you guys on the right, but I didn't think it was all that bad. Obviously, there were some things that were distasteful, and some things that were pretty outrageous, like the fact that it seemed like Shakira forgot how to dance towards the end. But other than that, it really was not bad. I don't know why there are a bunch of people on the right that are flipping their shit about there being Spanish sung during the Super Bowl halftime show. It's a fucking halftime show. It's not the national anthem. They're not singing the fucking Mexican national anthem or the fucking Czech national anthem or the fucking Indian national anthem. They still sang the fucking national anthem. They still did it the right way, and even though Jay-Z and Beyoncé didn't stand for it because fuck them, Super Bowl halftime show can be fucking anything. It doesn't have to be in English. So shut the fuck up, you boomer ass motherfuckers. Get over it. We are a multicultural society, not a homogenous society, and you have to deal with the fact that there are Spanish speakers in America. Especially when two people of Hispanic descent are the main people that people are watching the halftime show to see. Another thing that I had an issue with, well, I guess this is the, yeah, this would be the second thing I had an issue with, was the fact that what was up with that outfit under J-Lo's fucking first outfit? I mean, she came out, she was looking hot, and then she turned around, and it looked like she had a fucking maxi pad on her ass. And I mean, I know this is not relevant to most people, but who fucking, you know what? Somebody send us a tweet on fucking Twitter and tell me you did not think that was a fucking maxi pad on her fucking ass when she was walking away from the camera when she first turned around, because I know I did. I know I did. My third issue to date with the fucking halftime show was this narrative of big is beautiful. I don't know if you guys noticed, but every person on that stage that was a backup dancer that wasn't male, they either had like Instagram asses that were like bigger than the fucking TV could cover, or their thighs were bigger than my whole fucking torso. There were a lot of big women, and I know some people are gonna disagree with this because they weren't really paying attention to the dancers, but I paid attention to the dancers. I'll tell you, I paid attention to the dancers. And the reason why I paid attention to the dancers is because it's very telling. It's very telling which way the American dynamic is going by the backup dancers that they have during the Super Bowl halftime show. I think I even saw a fucking transgendered individual also dancing, who also had the Instagram ass going on. But there were quite a few kind of like pooch bellies going on, which led me to interpret this as, oh, they are pushing the big is beautiful message. Now, not to be a bit of a stickler about this whole message that you're pushing, because I know fatties need encouragement, and if you are offended by me saying fatties, fucking gross and thick skin, you fucking weak ass motherfucker, deal with it because I am not going to censor myself because you're a little bitch. Okay, if you're fat and you are not happy with the fact that people notice that you are a fatty, go to the fucking gym, eat healthy. You know, guess what? Contrary to what we're being told in the media today, most people that are fat because they lack the self-control and the willpower to be fit. They're lazy. They don't want to work hard to maintain a certain physique that they could be proud of, that they could feel sexy about. And I felt that that was being portrayed in the Super Bowl halftime show by picking women that weren't the typical backup dancers that you would see in Super Bowl halftime shows of past. You know, Super Bowl halftime shows of past. Yes, the women had fairly nice asses and curves and shit like that, but they were fit. The women in this show were not very fit. They didn't have fucking flat stomachs. Some of them had rounded fucking stomachs. And what was up with the head swinging thing with the hair? That's not a fucking dance move. That's you should be doing that at a metal concert. You don't do that in a fucking pop show. That fucking, you know, I'm going off on a tangent. I'm gonna calm myself. I'm gonna be okay. All right, all right, all right. I heard you guys. I am gonna calm the fuck down. But J-Lo, last bit. This is the last bit I'm gonna harp on. Talking to you, J-Lo. Why you gotta fucking diddle your crotch on stage? That's where I kind of drew the line. I didn't draw the line at you and fucking Shakira shaking your ass at the end, because I will say, for old women, you still look fucking hot. But that being said, why do you have to fucking touch your cooch in a fucking halftime show where you know there are gonna be more people watching the halftime show than watching the actual game? Because I'm sorry, women. Most women out there don't really find the actual game itself entertaining. Most women, and this might be me generalizing, but most women don't understand the rules of football, and they're only bandwagoning because men like the game, men get together and drink, and women want to be social. It makes sense. But if my daughter were watching the halftime show, I'd shut the halftime show off because I don't want my daughter thinking that that is acceptable behavior of a young lady or a lady in general. You know, there is an amount of class that everybody should act with, man or woman, and that show to me was fairly classless with those maneuvers. Shakira's blah, 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 blah thing was kind of funny, and it got memed within like 5 seconds of it fucking happening, which was great. I loved it. But, you know, those are my gripes about the halftime show. Those are my things that really grind my gears. But on to the last segment of our show before we close out this podcast for the day is the information about the coronavirus and why I said I am probably going to be arrested after releasing this. And this is just because I'm living here in China. Everybody else that you are hearing on podcasts, on YouTube videos, they're not fucking living here. So I can actually speak from experience about what we're experiencing here in China with the quarantines, with the fucking safety precautions that the government is taking, with the statistics that are happening, and the misinformation that is being spread. throughout Western media and Western fucking government agencies. First things first, I think it was Friday, the US State Department released a notice asking for all US citizens to come back to America. Now, that didn't apply to the Americans that had Chinese spouses, that were living in China. You know, they at first, when they released the statement, they said only the American citizens need to come back. If you choose to stay, these are the precautions that you need to take. Stay indoors, wear face masks when you go out, avoid contact with other people, etc., etc. It seemed a bit hyperbolic to me. And then I was just like, well, what about the people that are here working that going back to America would serve no end other than for them to have to go out and find another fucking job? Because guess what? Flights from America to China are fucking expensive. Nobody wants to pay another $2,000 for a round trip ticket back to China so they can get back to work. Because guess what? Unfortunately, that sets them back a substantial amount if they're getting paid between $2,000 to $5,000 in income in China, which actually goes a long way out here. But in America, that's fucking pricey. You know, you're taking half of their income just so they can return. Why? Because of a fucking mandate? You know what? I'm staying. I'm not gonna put my employment on the line because guess what? I still have a child to provide for. I still have to pay for her school back in the States. And I don't wanna go back to America right now. I'm so sick of the political division. I would much rather stay here, focus on my career, and just kind of live it up for a while. Because guess what? As long as I leave their politics alone over here, they leave me the fuck alone. I'm pretty much free to do whatever the fuck I want as long as I don't bother with their government and their politics. And they'll, you know, it's been a fairly cohesive understanding of live and let live. I may not agree with everything that they do, because I don't. And I'm not Chinese. I don't have a right to fucking say anything over here. It's not my country. I know when to mind my P's and Q's. When I'm back in the States, I can say whatever the fuck I want about China, but while I'm here, I am going to focus on myself. Okay? I'm just gonna focus on myself. But in terms of the coronavirus, I will tell you what we've experienced here in Shanghai. Other things that I've talked to other foreigners within the country, because we have a plethora of groups on WeChat where we talk to each other and we share information and stuff. People are being arrested for leaking information to outside media sources about inaccurate numbers of infected people, inaccurate deaths, and inaccurate recovery numbers. So the Chinese police in certain areas, it hasn't happened here in Shanghai, they're actually fairly lax here about this stuff. But in places like Wuhan, there was a Wuhan doctor that was treating people with the infection, and he leaked to a media source, I believe it may have been Reuters or Al Jazeera, that posted actual figures of him saying, or actual statements of him saying, that the figures are reported underwhelmingly reported compared to what the actual numbers are. Now, there are other people that are spreading like conspiracy theories, you know, fake cures and all this other shit online. And so the police are going in and they're, you know, they have a two-strike system, whereas the first time they're just going to warn you, but if they catch you again, you're going to jail for 30 days. Now, the Wuhan doctor, he's probably going to be in jail for a long time, but people who are just sharing misinformation, there's like a 30-day penalty. But that being said, our experiences here in Shanghai have actually not been too bad. I actually have kind of enjoyed the fact that the streets are empty because this is a fucking city of 26 million people, and sometimes being around crowds all the time becomes a little overwhelming, especially when you're not used to that many people being around all the fucking time. But in the beginning, when the virus was first announced, so we went on Chinese New Year break on the 17th of January, where I had left to go to Japan for a weekend. I was in Japan. I absolutely loved it. Scott and I came back, and all of a sudden, we're being told that we need to stay in our homes. We're like, why? Why do we have to stay in our homes? What's going on? Well, the coronavirus. Coronavirus is, the outbreak happened. The government, suggested self-quarantine. Don't go outside unless you have to. Stay in your apartment. Stock up on food, stuff like that. Because we don't know how bad it's going to get. Because during Chinese New Year, everybody in the fucking country travels. And when everybody in the fucking country travels, we mean literally everybody. I am not fucking joking. You need to fucking see the fucking railway stations and the buses and the fucking flights. The airport going to Japan right before Chinese New Year was a fucking nightmare. We almost missed our flight to Japan. And we were going to like this really small fucking city in Japan, which turned out to be absolutely amazing. But the airport in Shanghai was so fucking crowded. It was giving me headaches, physically giving me a headache from the massive amounts of people. But that being said, we literally stayed inside because it was also raining outside. So it was kind of easy to stay inside. But if you don't have much to do at home, it's pretty boring. I've got my fucking desktop computer. I've got my fucking Xbox. I've got my smart TV that I can watch movies on. Got my tablet, I've got my laptop, I've got my PSP, but you can only do that so many times before you start getting bored, I started hitting the weight set quite a few times since since we did that. And then it stopped raining, it warmed up outside, and the skies were clear, blue, sunny, nice fucking days. And me and the boys just decided to go out to this park nearby. Because we knew nobody was going to be outside, and we threw the football. And it was amazing. Granted, we had to wear face masks because we were told if we go out, we have to wear face masks. And then, come last Monday, I think I ordered McDonald's or something. It may have been something different, but I ordered food from Meituan, which is a delivery service out here, and the gate guard stopped him from coming in. Well, come to find out that the government was worried that these delivery drivers might have the infection because of the fact that they're in contact with so many people. So the gate guards take the food, they leave it in the office, and we have to come out of our apartment to go up, which, if your finger in your butthole or you're pulling your pecker, is a bit of a feat because you got to finish finger in your butthole or pulling your pecker pretty quick. Put on some pants, put on some shoes. Put on your jacket, go outside, get your food. And did you have time to wash your fucking fingers before your foot got cold? I hope so. Or your food got cold? I really hope so, man, because you don't want to be going and grabbing your food when you got fucking shit on your finger from a finger in your butthole. I mean, that's kind of gross. But and then today was like the most shocking thing for us, where we had to submit to temperature checks when entering the neighborhood, which I found fairly weird. Because there was a group of women that were wearing like hospital jackets that were taking everybody's temperature that was leaving the apartment compound. And but I see why, because as people are starting to travel because Chinese New Year has ended, the virus is likely to spread again. And so the government has been taking huge precautions by shutting down most major cities as far as intercity transit. So the train lines are closed down, the highways are shut down and blocked off by police, and limited flights are allowed into the airport from other Chinese cities. But that being said, it's like almost no flights are coming from America anymore. So even if I were to go back home, how am I going to get back here for work? Because guess what? Work starts on the 17th. I need to be to work on the 17th. That becomes a problem when you need to somehow come up with $2,000 for a round trip ticket because it's some hokey thing that the Chinese government has where, you don't need to come up with $2,000 for a round trip ticket. You can buy a one-way ticket into the country as long as your visa is valid. But it's still expensive. It's like $1,500, especially around this time of year. It's expensive. And that's not always doable for everybody. So that's what we've been facing right now. But I mean, you look at the misinformation and the conspiracy theories coming out from the West too. I mean, some might be plausible. I'm not saying that it's not plausible that it was a bioweapon, because it might have been. It may have not been. I don't know. Unless there's proof, it's just a theory. And so I don't operate on theories, I operate on proof. And right now there's no proof of that, so I'm not giving any credence to that theory. There's also theories that the numbers have been suppressed, which is quite possible. It is the Chinese government. But the main thing that irks my nerve is the Chinese government is pointing their finger at the US and saying that the US has been spreading fear about the coronavirus, and they're mad at the US and they want the US to apologize. But no offense, China, you've been doing a good fucking job of that yourself. I mean, with the fucking shit that the shit that you guys have been doing that caused mass hysteria amongst the fucking population, that caused the streets to be empty when we would go to fucking Family Mart to get a fucking monster. Like, I've got pictures of us walking down the street and no cars whatsoever, no people whatsoever, and only two stores in the entire fucking area being open. We haven't even been able to go to the fucking bar because it's been closed due to this shit. And I need to go to the bar, god damn it. But that being said, the information that is being spread throughout the West is just like the information that is being spread here. It is factually inaccurate on both sides, and one side is probably suppressing numbers while the other side is conflating numbers and conflating facts and just making shit up without actually having any facts. Because guess what? Chinese government has been trying to be hush hush about this because they want to save face. They want to save face, because save face is a thing out here when they find themselves in a situation that has embarrassed them, especially internationally. Because they want foreigners to come here, because guess what? The foreigners can actually take advantage of the economy due to its heavily capitalist economy. I know. Most people are like, what? The Chi-Coms have a capitalist economy? Why, yes, it does. It actually is a very capitalist economy, way more capitalist than the West, believe it or not. But they are still communist in name, and their governmental structure is still communist. So therefore, there is a lack of freedom of information out here. And so there's a lot of conflation. I'm telling you guys what our personal experiences have been. But that being said, I hope you guys have enjoyed this very first episode of the Press Start podcast. If you guys liked the intro music, I will play the full song that I personally created at the end of this podcast, and you guys can listen all the way through it. If you like it, hit me up on Twitter. I'll set up a SoundCloud. I'll fucking let you guys download it. You can listen to it whenever you want. More music will come out in the future, so if you guys want to hear more, I'll be making more. And I'll probably make another podcast in a few days with the updates on the coronavirus and whatever fucking horseshit news, bullshit, whatever comes out. Because guess what? I'm back with the Press Start podcast next week, or next podcast. We will have Scott on. Scott's from Australia, and he should have some interesting perspectives on what is going on over here as well, compared to how things are back home. That being said, I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I will see you later.
make it burn. I'ma make it burn. Let's go. I'ma make it burn. I'ma make it burn.